Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When I was around 16 or 17, I used to house/dog-sit for a family that I'd known ever since I was much younger. The family consisted of a couple, their 3-year-old kid, and their 2 German Shepherd dogs. They would go on vacation twice every year, and each time would ask me to watch both the dogs and the house itself. The house they owned was actually really nice. It was huge, so much so that it seemed like every time I would house sit for them, I would find another section of the house I had never even known existed. It was tucked far back away from residential roads, and had a really long driveway leading up to the house itself. This would of course give the house a sense of isolation, while still being in a nice neighborhood. It was December, and I was once again asked to watch the house. I didn't mind, as my school was on break at the time, and it actually allowed me to make use of the extra time by earning a little extra cash. Everything began as usual. I got the mail, fed the dogs, and played with them for a little bit while watching movies in the house's living room. Now, something to note is the house itself was over an hour away from my own, which made it almost pointless not to just stay there. I would have to go there at least twice a day anyway, so I didn't think it made much sense to drive back and forth from my house to this one. The family didn't mind, and plus, they would say I could eat whatever I could find in the house. Anyway, after a couple movies, I got tired and went to one of the guest bedrooms to go to sleep. The dogs would of course follow me, as they would usually tend to sleep in whatever room I did. After browsing on my phone in bed for a couple minutes, I finally turned over and started actually trying to sleep. I've never been the best at falling asleep. It wasn't uncommon for me to take upwards of an hour, especially in a somewhat unfamiliar environment. I was laying there for around 30 minutes, in complete darkness and silence, when, out of nowhere, I could hear the collars jingle as both of the dogs' heads shot up simultaneously. Instantly, I was put into a state of total awareness, as they could obviously hear something that I couldn't. It was possible the noise was just a friend of the family stopping by, as that has happened in the past, but they would always shoot me a text or call me beforehand, and plus, at that point it was already midnight. And then, again, the dog's head shot up, but this time I could hear the sound too. It was a constant fuzzing sound, kind of like the sound you'd hear of an old TV on an empty channel. The sound got louder, and I literally sat up trying to figure out both what it was and where it was coming from. I got up and turned on the lights of the room, and that's when I realized the noise was coming from a baby monitor. A baby monitor in which the camera was in a completely different room on the other side of the house. I looked at the screen and could see the words "noise detected," but everything else on the screen was dark. I picked up the monitor and started going through the controls to go through the settings to figure out what was going on. And that's when I came across the setting labeled room light with an on-off switch right next to it. I figured to put my mind at ease, I had no choice but to turn the room light on from the monitor and verify that nothing was there. So I did. I set the room light to on, closed out of the settings screen, and was greeted to a screen showing the same room now filled with light. And that's when I saw it. Crouched down in the corner of the room, behind a crib, was what looked like to be a man in a dark hoodie. I squinted at the screen, desperately trying to prove to myself that what I was seeing wasn't actually a person. But when in reaction to the light, the figure got up and sprinted out of the room, is when the reality of the situation truly started to set in. I was not alone in that house. Realizing this guy could find where I was, I locked myself in the room I was staying in. All the while, the dogs were now barking like crazy. Thinking quick, I would grab my stuff, open the window to the bedroom, and full-on sprint towards my car. Once I got inside, I would immediately lock the doors and speed out of the driveway. As I was leaving, I caught multiple glances of the house, but saw nothing out of the ordinary. I was absolutely horrified and would frantically call the family multiple times on my drive home, but most likely due to the time of night, they wouldn't answer. So I decided once I got home, I would leave them a text explaining everything that had happened. The family was scheduled to come back the next afternoon anyway, so I figured it wasn't my problem to worry about anymore. Later the next day, I would receive a text back from the family showing me compassion for what I had experienced. But ultimately, they would say how when they arrived back to the house, absolutely nothing was out of the ordinary, other than the dog still being locked in the guest room. If I'm being honest, I don't think they believe me whatsoever. But I know what I saw that night. I've never felt such a deep, electric sense of imminent danger like I did when looking at that baby monitor screen. When the family asked me back a few months later, though I really could have used the money, I would politely decline the offer. I'm 21, and was recently asked by my uncle if I could watch his dog while he was out of town. My uncle lives in a remote town in Alaska, and has a Siberian husky named Duke. Almost right away, I would send a text back to him saying, "Yeah, of course, man." Now, I've never watched his dog before, but I knew for a fact Duke was well-trained, and basically all I would have to do is feed him and take him outside every once in a while. Plus, he lives in a cabin in the middle of the woods that, like I mentioned earlier, is really remote. I'm talking neighbors miles away kind of remote. So, with how busy and stressful my job has been lately, I was actually really looking forward to it. I decided it was the perfect idea to invite my girlfriend over to stay with me as I watched Duke. Because, I mean, it wasn't like I was just going to show up twice a day or anything. I figured I'd just stay at the house the whole time. The first few days were completely normal. Well, I guess other than it snowing pretty much the entire time we were there, which, all things considered, actually wasn't too unheard of for Alaska. It was now the last night before my uncle would get back into town, and me and my girlfriend had the fireplace going while we were watching a movie with Duke in the cabin's living room. After the movie ended, I'd say it was around 1 a.m, and we both decided we should probably head to bed. As we were walking to the bedroom, I couldn't help but notice how much the wind and snowfall had picked up outside. But regardless, we were both tired, and still each fell asleep within 5 minutes of laying down. I'm a heavy sleeper, and was completely out of it for a good 2 hours, when I was shaken awake by my girlfriend. The digital clock in the room read 3:20 a.m., and it was still pitch black outside. Now realizing I was awake, my girlfriend firmly said how she thought she heard something outside, and that I should probably go take a look. Still half asleep at this point, I replied, saying,
Yeah, sure, I'll go look.
As I got up, I caught a glimpse of Duke, who should have been sleeping at this time, but instead was cowering in the closet with his eyes wide open. Even though he's a big dog, he doesn't usually like to investigate or confront any noise he hears. So, I mean, the fact that he was awake in the first place made me a little uneasy. I put on some winter clothes, and grabbed a hunting rifle and a flashlight before heading out. I stepped outside and turned on my flashlight, but right as I did, I could see boot prints in the snow. My heart sank to the pit of my stomach right as I saw them. I knew they weren't mine. It was impossible. I had literally just stepped outside. After standing there in utter disbelief for maybe a minute, I decided I should probably go follow them. I mean, you gotta remember, we're in the middle of a desolate, snowy forest, and obviously no normal person is gonna walk by this cabin at 3 in the morning. I figured my uncle would want me to find out who it was. And plus, if it was somebody with bad intentions, I'm a 6'5 dude armed with a rifle, what's the worst that could happen? And so I did, I followed the footsteps. I quickly realized that they had straight up come out of the forest, did a circle around the cabin, and went back in the same direction they had come from. I'd say it was maybe 3 minutes of following the footsteps into the forest, when, horrifyingly, a black smudge was revealed in the distance by my flashlight. I stopped in my tracks, trying to discern what I was actually looking at. It was a man, like an actual person, just standing there and holding a very large black bag over his shoulder. He had his back to me, so I couldn't see his face. The dude literally had no reaction to me pointing my flashlight at him. I tried to bring myself to yell out to him, but I couldn't do it. I mean, the whole situation was straight out of a nightmare. Adrenaline building up, I did the only thing I could. Turn around and sprint back to the cabin. The whole while, I swear, I could hear footsteps behind me, but I didn't look back. When I got to the cabin, I ran inside and slammed the door shut. My girlfriend gave me a look of both fear and confusion. I firmly told her to pack her stuff because we needed to leave. Without even asking why, she complied. I also packed my stuff, and we were ready in no more than 3 minutes. We grabbed Duke, opened the front door, and sprinted towards the car. Once we got inside and turned on the car, to my complete horror, the headlights revealed the same man in the tree line. My girlfriend saw too, and needless to say, we got out of there as quick as we could. On our way back into civilization, I would explain everything to my girlfriend. We would also call my uncle, who surprisingly answered. After explaining what we had encountered, he replied, saying,
"Yeah, that's really creepy, dude. I'll check it out tomorrow once I get back."
My uncle would later claim that once he arrived back home, there were footsteps practically everywhere, as if the guy had just been pacing around the whole yard. But the guy himself was nowhere to be seen, and was never seen again. To this day, I have no idea who we really saw that night, or what was in the abnormally large bag he was carrying around. I didn't even see the guy's face, so obviously there's not really much we could report to the police. Neither me or my girlfriend have house or dog sat ever since, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. When I was in middle school, my mom worked as a house cleaner, which, as the name implies, simply meant people would hire her to clean their houses for an actual decent amount of money. More often than not, the houses were both big and expensive, and a lot of the time, my mom would become good friends with the owners of the houses she cleaned. One of the homes was owned by an older couple who had no kids but had a huge house and a really nice pool that they always invited me and my siblings to come swim in. It basically became a routine. Every time my mom was asked to clean the house, us kids would ride along so we could go swimming. I remember one day, the owners were talking about a vacation they were planning on going on, and suggested one of us kids could stay at the house and watch their dogs while they were gone. And instantly, both me and my sister both volunteered without hesitation. The couple had an older golden retriever named Bandit, who was massive, but wasn't aggressive in any way. They also had recently rescued a husky mix named Cleo, who was quite the opposite. She would destroy their house when they left her inside, jump their short fence if they left her outside, and run away at any chance she got. So, they would basically have me stay at their house for the weekend and keep the two dogs under control. My older sister would stay with me the first night, as it was a big house, and even with the dogs, it was kind of scary to stay there alone. It was maybe 10 p.m. I was watching some movie in the basement living room while my sister was working out on the treadmill in the next room over. Now, something that needs to be mentioned is that the house itself had multiple cameras set up on both the inside and the outside. And the workout room also doubled as a sort of camera room, where a screen featured a live feed of all the cameras. All of a sudden, I could hear the house alarm beep like it did whenever the front door was opened. At first I ignored it, as I thought it came from the TV. But minutes later, my sister would walk out of the workout room asking if I had left the front door open, as the cameras clearly showed it wide open. And that's when I started to panic, realizing that I had forgotten to lock the front door in the first place. I would frantically explain to my sister both the alarm I heard and how I'd forgotten to lock the front door. But she calmed me down, saying that if someone was in the house, the dogs would have been going crazy. The dogs were just laying there in the workout room, and we both agreed they would have at least gotten up to investigate if someone had come inside. We both closed and locked the door, and decided that at this point we should probably just go to bed. But before we did, we went around the house and made sure all the doors and windows were completely locked. We then locked ourselves in the guest bedroom with the dogs, and eventually fell asleep. A couple hours later, we both awoke to both dogs growling at the door of the room. Now, it was fairly normal for Cleo to bark and growl for no reason, but Bandit had never barked or shown any signs of aggressiveness at all, so immediately we knew something was wrong. We tried to think of any logical explanation as to what could have made them so aggressive. We guessed they could have heard an animal outside, but that hope was quickly shot down when again the dreadful sound of the door alarm beeping rang throughout the house, this time followed by a pair of footsteps upstairs. At that point, we both started crying in sheer terror. My sister frantically called our dad, who told us to hang up and call the police immediately while he made his way over. He would make the 15-minute drive in under 5 minutes, and as soon as he got there, we would open the bedroom door to meet him. And right as we did, the dogs took off running and barking all throughout the house. My dad took a quick look around the upstairs levels with his gun, but didn't see anything unusual. The police arrived a few minutes later, and after looking around, they confirmed that it seemed someone had been inside, but that whoever it was hadn't stolen or disturbed anything. My dad made us wait in the car while he and the police reviewed what the cameras had actually caught that night. After maybe 30 minutes, he came back, and I could tell his face was pale white. When I asked him what the cameras had captured, he wouldn't tell us anything. My mom never cleaned that house again, and both my parents told us we weren't allowed to go there anymore. To this day, I have no idea what those cameras caught that night, or what really went down. But honestly, based on my dad's reaction, a part of me doesn't ever want to know.